Smith Ballou. Smith Ballou was born in Palestine, Texas, on January 21, 1902, the youngest of five children born to Mr. and Mrs. W.Y. Ballou. He studied arts at Sherman High School and Austin College before his interest in music was really sparked. It was at the University of Texas that he began to be involved in music. There, together with his brother Charles Robert Ballou, he became entranced with jazz music. Smith Ballou's major concerns were with playing guitar and banjo, and he had undertaken formal studies in music, as well as woodshedding his talents by learning jazz styles from a Negro musician who lived close to town. At the University of Texas, Smith and Charlie Bob met clarinet player and bandleader Jimmy Maloney, who invited them to join Jimmy's Joys. Such was their success that by 1923 they headed to California, where the band recorded for Golden Records. The discs sold like hotcakes back at the university upon their return. So far, Smith Ballou had not crooned a single note. Banjo was his main instrument. Then followed work with his own band, Texas Jazzers, which worked around in Texas and then in other states. By 1927, the band had exhausted its energies, and Smith Ballou joined forces with pianist Dick Voigno. They called themselves the Wolverines Orchestra. At this stage, Smith Ballou had been seen by Ben Pollack while they were in Chicago. Pollack invited Ballou to join and play banjo. Inevitably, singing was added to the young and handsome Texan's portfolio, and the rest is history. Ted Fiorito asked Smith Ballou to join his band and go to New York, and he landed in the big city to find no job and no money. Early in 1928, while performing on the streets of New York, he was discovered by Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, who introduced him to Joe Venuti, Arthur Shute, and others. He found a network with them and met up with his old friends, the Mayhew brothers. Suddenly, he was hired by orchestra leader Fred Rich to play at the Astor Hotel and began working with Meyer Davis on records and radio. Then he recorded Was It a Dream in a concert arrangement with the Dorsey brothers. He was offered a contract, and manager Tom Rockwell teamed Smith Ballou with Gene Goldkett, who put together The Orchestra. The southern rhythms of the band included some Texan friends and other great luminaries of the epoch. The band enjoyed a great success, and Smith Ballou recorded with the best musicians in New York, Red Nichols, Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, Bix Biederbeck, Frankie Trombor, the Dorsey brothers, are just a few of the great musicians that Smith Ballou worked and recorded with. So prolific was Smith Ballou's recorded output that he was in demand with every record label in New York and worked with just about every band leader in that city. This included the great Duke Ellington and others such as Leo Reisman, Ben Selvin, Sam Lannon, the Dorsey brothers, Joe Venuti, Frankie Trombor, and Ben Pollack. The Depression years had a twofold impact on Smith Ballou and his career. He lost heavily in his financial investments in 1930 in a second wave of crashes after the famous 1929 fiasco. He had regular work, even though the New York-based record companies were requesting less session time. Radio and personal appearances were reduced as strings were drawn tighter. White's Restaurant in New York closed because the owners lost everything and committed suicide. Salzman's dropped their orchestra and radio link-up, and Smith Ballou had to turn business around. Columbia and Crown Records were virtually the only labels documenting the Ballou Orchestra. At times it boasted Venuti and Lang, as well as the Van Epps brothers, George and Bobby, in the rhythm section. Along with Johnny Scat Davis on trumpet, Peter Pimiglio on alto saxophone and clarinet, and D. Orr on drums, the orchestra added a trombone, which had previously not been present in the arranging style of the Ballou band. This role was at times taken by Tommy Dorsey, Ted Raff, Glenn Miller, and Abe Lincoln, the latter being the regular player on record dates and location jobs. Then came a new orchestra in 1932, put together by Glenn Miller, whom Smith Ballou knew well from the early Ben Pollack days, going back to 1927. This band featured Bunny Berrigan on trumpet and Chummy McGregor on piano. The orchestra toured to New Orleans late in 1932, and such was the success at Club Forest, they did not return until late in 1933. Upon returning to New York, the band broke up, and Smith Ballou had little work. He recorded with the musicians who were loyal to him during the New Orleans tour, including trumpet player Stu Pletcher and drummer Ray McKinley. Victor Young put together the rest of the recording sessions at American Recording Company. As Victor Young was enticed to join Decca as musical director by Jack Capp late in 1934, Some of the studio session work for Smith Ballou's orchestra was taken over by the new ARC house director, the much talented Russ Morgan. Glenn Miller continued to assist Smith Ballou throughout 1934 wherever possible, but demands were becoming greater on this band leader-to-be. The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra took number one priority, to be overtaken by newcomer Ray Noble, who had arrived from England with his manager-drummer Bill Hardy and vocalist Al Boley. Smith Ballou's orchestra took third and last position with Glenn Miller's time management. The final farewell for Smith Ballou as an orchestra leader was at a session for Columbia in April 1935. The four titles were released as Glenn Miller and his orchestra for the first time. Smith Ballou stated that this was an acknowledgement on his part to a longtime friend, Glenn Miller, for his contributions to Ballou when he was the band leader. The band was really Smith Ballou's nightly working outfit, but included musicians who were to star with the new Ray Noble Orchestra. As well, Bunny Berrigan shone in solos with this band, and Smith Ballou sang the now classics Moonlight on the Ganges and a blues serenade. Shortly thereafter, Smith Ballou surrendered to changing demands and dissolved his orchestra, which was a hallmark of style in New York, and headed west to Los Angeles. Victor Young had arranged that Smith Ballou be offered the role of compere in the Hollywood-based radio show Shell Chateau in 1936. Victor was musical director for Decca Records and NBC Radio in Hollywood. Smith Ballou worked extensively on records with Victor Young. They had been friends since 1926 when Victor played violin in the Ted Fiorito band. The program, which was a high-rating Saturday night show, featured the best musical talent, sports celebrities, and acclaimed Hollywood actors. In fact, Smith Ballou was carving out a name for himself as an actor when Saul Lesser invited Ballou to do a series of B-Westerns for 20th Century Fox as a singing cowboy. These have become cult movies in their own right. Smith Ballou retired from movie making early in the 1950s and concentrated on a new career in public relations with jet airplane maker General Dynamics and stayed with them until he retired in 1967. He died in his home state of Texas on May 2, 1984. Smith Ballou was 82 years of age. Information for this audio clip came from your audio series descriptions moderator, Roger Hohenbrink. This audio clip is provided by the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, a group of volunteers dedicated to preserving radio's past. If you are interested in assisting to preserve radio's golden past so that future generations might also enjoy it, we urge you to look into membership in the Old Time Radio Researchers Group. Visit our home on the web at www.otterprojectonline.info. I'm your announcer, Doug Hopkinson.